All right, Wednesday evening, 11/24/21. No nonsense look at the book of Revelation. Title is Those Who Say They Are Jews and Are Not. All right, let's look at Revelation 3. Start with verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. All right. I have here read to 13, but I don't see the point here. You know, what is interesting about this is the Church of Philadelphia, which is supposed to be the city of love, right? This one has a door that no man can shut. And also, God set an open door before them and no man can shut it. A church that walks in love. Okay, these are the Jews that say they are Jews, but they're not Jews. I just looked it up in the Strong's. The word Jew just means Judean. Judean. In fact, I have heard that really in the biblical manuscripts, the originals and things, there's not the word Jew. It wasn't even implemented in the scriptures for way down the line. I forget who said that, and I forget what, you know, century it was that they did, but that was kind of added, I think. All right, what is Satan's agenda?
Kill, steal, and destroy.
Good answer. John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, destroy. All right, we're going to look at some history today. As much as we know, it's true. The state of Israel was planned in 1917 by the cabal. When I say cabal, I mean deep state, bloodline families, the evil.
What was planned?
The state of Israel.
All
right, it was called the Nation of Palestine. Now, you know, there's been a conflict between the Jews and the Palestinians. I mean, for centuries, I guess, or lots of decades, I don't know. But for a long time. The state of Israel was planned by these deep state entities. All right, I'm going to read to you a document. I've got lots of documentation, but I'm not going to read a whole lot, just some. This is called the Balfour Declaration. For 100 years, the British statement, which inaugurated Zionism legitimation in the eyes of the world, has been seen as the isolated act of a single nation. The truth is much different. On November 2, 1917, a century ago, author James Balfour, the British Foreign Secretary, conveyed the following pledge in a public letter to a prominent British Zionist, Lord Walter Rothschild. They're the Zionists. They are not good. They bad. They be bad. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. So we know this didn't come to pass till what, 1940, see if I even have that date here. We know that it was like 1947, something like that, that it was established. Now, I want you to think about this here. Satan's agenda is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has no other agenda. And so here he's wanting to put the Palestinians and force the Jews on the Palestinians. Now, as Christians, all we hear about is how good the Jews are, and the Palestinians need to leave. This was their nation. They were living there. They've been living there for probably hundreds of years. Yeah. Here we've just been on the bandwagon and, you know, thinking the Palestinians were bad, especially as Christians. Oh, it's the Jews, always the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. I've changed my way I look at things about the Jews. All right, the cabal are all about wars. Divide and conquer is their goal. This is how they keep people enslaved, by stealing, killing, and destroying. And how can you do it any better than that? By war. They come in, scorched earth, finance both sides, where they're fighting all the time. And while you're fighting, they're stealing. It's still going on today. So the cabal has Satan's agenda. They pretend to be on your side, and they aren't. They fund both sides to keep up the infighting. A divided people are easier to conquer. It happened in Afghanistan for 20 years. Who knows how long? Vietnam was another situation. All the wars are about money. I'm going to have that in my intel. All wars are bankers' wars. It's all about the money. The love of money is the root to all evil. Okay. The cabal are the Zionists that say they are Jews, but they are not. They even have those Jewish names like Rothschild, Rockefeller, you know. Yeah. I'm so glad that the Lord is letting us see the truth about things instead of just believing the stupid lie that we've been fed all of our lives. It makes me angry. I mean, they didn't know any better either. They didn't know either. But I said, Lord, I'm thankful for your disclosure to us. Okay. They're pretenders. Here's a document called the Protocols of Zion. This is an interesting article. Boring, but interesting. Most all these are, look at this thing, 54 pages. This is called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. All right, there's 15 protocols. All right, it talks about the basic doctrine, economic wars, methods of conquest, materialism replace religion. Oh, wow. Despotism and modern progress, takeover technique, worldwide wars, provisional government, re-education, preparing for power, the totalitarian state, control of the press, distractions, assault on religion, and ruthless suppression. Here's the rest of it. Now, there's more than that. There's 2024. Brainwashing, abuse of authority, arrest of opponents, rulers and people, financial program, loans and credit, power of gold, instilling obedience and qualities of the ruler. So these are all the agendas that they have, not just for us, but for everybody in the whole world. And this has been around for a long time. If you care to get into it and look at some of these things, I'm sure there's some eye-opening things. I'm going to read the first little bit of each protocol, and then I'm going to move on because, like I said, there's just so much information here. All right, protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion. Protocol 1, putting aside fine phrases, we shall speak of the significance of each thought by comparisons and deductions. We shall throw light upon surrounding facts. What I'm about to set forth, then, is our system from the two points of view, that of ourselves and that of Goyim, in other words, the non-Jews, Goyim. G-O-Y-W-I-M, It must be noted that men with bad instincts are more in number than the good, and therefore the best results in governing them are attained by violence and terrorization and not by academic discussions. Every man aims at power. Everyone would like to become a dictator if only he could. And rare indeed are the men who would not be willing to sacrifice the welfare of all for the sake of securing their own welfare. Oh, they're such lovely people. What has restrained the beast of prey who are called men? What has served for their guidance hitherto? I think that's enough on that one. I mean, these people are wicked. I don't think that we have any idea in our minds, even with all the movies we've seen and stuff, just how wicked they are. Protocol number two. It is indispensable for our purpose that wars, so far as possible, should not result in territorial gains. War will thus be brought onto the economic ground where the nations will not fail to perceive in the assistance we give the strength of our predominance. And this, see, they fund both sides. And this state of things will put both sides at the mercy of our international agenda, which possesses millions of eyes ever on the watch and unhampered by any limitations whatsoever. Our international rights will then wipe out national rights in the proper sense of right and will rule the nations precisely as the civil law of states rules the relations of their subjects among themselves. Yeah. Lovely people. This is Protocol 3. Today I may tell you that our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains a small space to cross, and the whole long path we have trodden is ready now to close its cycle of the symbolic snake by which we symbolize our people. With this ring closes all the states of Europe and be locked in its coil as in a powerful vice. Kind of like the beast from Jekyll Island. It shows it like an octopus, but it is definitely a snake, a beast. All right, Protocol 4. Well, further down on Part 3, it says, we shall destroy God. I'm thinking, I know who, where I've heard this from before, haven't you? Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these is comprised in the early days of mad raging by the blind mob, tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagogy, from which is born anarchy, and that leads inevitably to despotism. Not any longer legal and covert, and therefore responsible despotism, but to unseen and secretly hidden, yet nevertheless sensibly felt despotism in the hands of some secret organization or other whose acts are the more unscrupulous inasmuch as it works behind the scene, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, the changing of whom not only does not injuriously affect but actually aids the secret force by saving it, thanks to continual changes from the necessity of expanding its resources on the rewarding of long services. This could only be from Satan himself. Normal men could not think up these things. If you think about in the book of Enoch, when I read to you about what the angels taught them about war. Okay, Protocol 5. What form of administrative rule can be given to communities in which corruption has penetrated everywhere? Communities where riches are attained only by the clever surprise tactics of semi-swindling tricks. Where looseness reigns, where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntary accepted principles, where the feelings towards faith and country are obligated by cosmopolitan convictions. What form of rule is to be given to these communities, if not the despotism, which I shall describe to you later? We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the Goyim. And our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and in every place in a position to wipe out any Goyim who opposes us by deed or word. Does this look like what's happening? I can't read the rest of it. I'm telling you, this is bad. I'm going to read some a little bit more, but this is Protocol 6. We shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, reservoirs of colossal riches, upon which even large fortunes of the Goyim will depend to such an extent that they will go to the bottom together with the credit of the states on the day after the political smash. So they're talking about right now bringing down the economy, and which we know that's all part of Nasera. It has to do that, but they think their Great Reset's going to come into play. Are they going to get a surprise? All right, Protocol 7. The intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces are all essential for the completion of the aforementioned plans. What we have to get at is that there should be in all the states of the world besides ourselves only the masses of the proletariat, I don't know what that is, a few millionaires devoted to our interests, police and soldiers. I heard today that Joe Biden wants to hire, how many was it? Was it 700,000? Something. It was just ridiculous. Extra IRS agents to monitor 600 or 700. No, this is new news. 600 or 700 billionaires in the United States. They want the IRS to monitor a group of 600 to 700 billionaires. No, not billionaires, millionaires that are in the United States. Like a czar. All right. Protocol 8, we must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. We must search out in the very finest shades of expression and the naughty points of the lexicon of law jurisdiction for those cases where we shall have to pronounce judgments that might appear abnormally audacious and unjust, for it is important that these resolutions should be set forth in expressions that shall seem to be the most exalted moral principles cast into legal form. You know, in the courts, that's what's happening. It's the evil ones are getting off, and the ones that have done nothing wrong, you know, go to jail and all kinds of things. It's talking about education on down here, about in our schools, about them infiltrating the schools. So anyway, like I said, it's an interesting set of documents. I challenge you to read it. Lord knows. Okay. It is quite lengthy, so we'll just read a few portions, and I did that. Isn't it Satan's plan to dominate the earth and then heaven? He's not going to stop at the earth. Yeah. So who are the true Jews? This is what the scriptures have to say. Romans chapter 2. Romans 2, 28 and 29. There's no doubt to me that throughout the scriptures, like in Ezekiel's day in the hole in the wall, he was dealing with these Zionists. They were around in Jesus' day too. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Now listen to some documentation where it goes into detail about all of this and all the way back to the beginning concerning these type of people. And they were forced, it all started with the Masons and the Knights Templars. They hijacked the Masons. They had to pick one. They had to pick Judaism, Christianity, or what's the other one? Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, whatever that's called.
Islam
or whatever. Well, I don't know what their doctrine's called. But anyway, so they decided to pick the Jews. And so they have presented themselves. You know, there's people that are in the Masons, and I even heard Brad Barton say this, that he knows that are good people, and they're very offended by all the stuff about the Masons, but they sabotage the Masons. And they don't even know till they get to like 33 level that they're actually worshiping Satan, because they've changed it. Whatever they believed or what they did, it was actually the Society of Freemasons. They were builders. Brickers. Okay. Anyway. So the forming of the state of Israel was a deep state operation. God did not do this. Satan's bunch did. Remember about 20 years ago, whenever it was just crammed down our throats, given to all these projects to bring all the Jews home? Every church was pushing, bringing the Jews home. It was all about the Jews. Jews, 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 Jews. It was like we were, you know, Christians were nothing. It was just all about the Jews. By God, you never touched their land, you know. Well, I don't believe you touched their land to the true Jew. No. You don't touch our land for the true Jew. You don't touch our land. The devil didn't get our land. We're heirs of Abraham. See, you know. He's the father of our faith. That goes without saying. All right. So they went into all these efforts to bring the Jews home to the nation of Israel. Is it any wonder they're in constant wars? Is it any wonder they're always a target? This was by their demonic design. All right. God knows who the real Jews are, and he will gather all his children together when he deems it's the right time. This is Revelation chapter 7. Verse 1 says, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the earth should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands." So, they have come from every nation all across the world. They've been scattered. Okay. I challenge you to pray about what I'm bringing, but also I challenge you to forget what you've learned. I'm not talking about what God personally reveals to you. I'm talking about what you've been indoctrinated with all your life in church, thinking it was right because you were told it was that way. Okay? All right? This book right here, one of the most boring books I've ever read in my life, except for a few places in there, but I did make it through the whole entire thing. They trace the Phoenicians, who are the Khazarians, that came in and sabotaged all through all civilizations in one form or another. It talks about Tiatefi in here. She was Zedekiah, king of Judah's daughter, Jeremiah's granddaughter. After the Babylonian exile, her and her sister, they fled for their life. She ended up in Ireland, being a ruler in Ireland. All of these Jews, all of them leaving their homeland, they were exiled all over the world. So that's what this book is about, and they have it all documented in these Assyrian tablets. They're written, they found them, and they're written in stone. So this is what this man does. It's not in a book of opinion. It's all scientific facts. And it shows pictures, all kinds of documentations of the tablets they found and all kinds of things in it. So it's, like I said, it's interesting for study. It's real hard to just get through to read, you know, because there's a lot of stuff you're going, what, huh, what? But anyway, and two, he's scientific. So anyway, all right, the book traces the entire lineage of the Jews, especially where they were scattered after the Babylonian exile. The country with the most Jews is not Israel. Can you guess what country has the most Jews? USA. USA. Or some say, it talks about the Omer, one of the Jewish feasts called the Omer. It's a countdown to the Jubilee, the Omer. Some people think really that it was Omerica, not America. I don't know that to be true, but I've heard it. I haven't studied it out really for myself. I've heard Melissa on Red Pill, you know, she has brought that out because she does the Omer every year, right before whatever feast it is with a, you know, she knows all that stuff. Okay, so God's people have been scattered all over the world. All right, I've shown you these before. This is the bundle of arrows is found in England in the arms of Sheffield, Bolton, Barrow in Furness, Bury Street, Edmonds, and West Suffolk. In Scotland, it appears in the crest of Brodie. It's the tribe of Manasseh. See, we're talking about these people being, you know, running for their life and scattering all throughout the nations and then establishing in places. And they never left those places. And then their descendants. This is right here in the these right here are in the presidential seal. I didn't bring the presidential seal up here, but it is. The eagle has the olive branch in one hand, one claw, and the arrows in the other. So right here, Manasseh's primary emblem, the olive branch, and the secondary emblem, the bundle of arrows, are both found on the Great Seal of the United States of America. They also appear in many of the popular and official emblems on governmental offices. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very. Okay. All right. I'm going to read some scriptures here. This is Revelation 14. God knows who they are. Mm-hmm. He knows when he gets ready, his timing, whatever, and he needs us to all come together. Yeah. He'll let us know. He already has us all marked and sealed. He knows each one is his. All right, chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. We know that's not Jewish virgin men, don't we? I'm talking about natural, the ones that live there, that follow the Talmud or whatever it is they follow, or the Torah. It's the Torah. The Lamb whithersoever he goeth, these were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. so. All right? The Khazarians are the ones that Jesus was referring to in Revelation 3. All right, I'm going to read to you about the Khazarians. Understanding the History of Khazarian Jews. One of my favorite prolific authors is Navy Commander William Guy Carr. Every time I pick up his insightful books, particularly Pawns in the Game, I'm amazed at his depth of understanding and knowledge concerning the truth about what's going on in the world. Commander Carr's writings are as applicable, accurate in 2016 as in the 1950s when he penned them. The following are quotes from Chapter 2 of Pawns in the Game and some added comments I've made in between. All right, Jack Bernstein, an American Jew who was assassinated for telling the truth, explains the truth about Israel today. To fully understand the story I'm about to tell, it is important that you understand what Zionism really is. Zionist propaganda has led the American people to believe that Zionism and Judaism are one and the same and that they are religious in nature. This is a blatant lie. Judaism is a religion, but Zionism is a political movement started mainly by East European Ashkenazi Jews who for centuries have been the main force behind communism and socialism. I'm telling you, they're the ones at the top. The ultimate goal of the Zionists is one world government under the control of the Zionists and the Zionist-oriented Jewish international bankers. Here we come back to Jekyll Island. Communism, socialism are merely tools to help them accomplish their goal. And he goes to great sources to read about the great whore of Revelation. Yeah, we know about that. Commander Carr said in 1955 that the Luciferian elite were conspiring to destroy all existing forms of constitutional government and organized religion. This explains why the U.S. Constitution is under continual attack by liberals, kooks, and communists. Sadly, most college students today have been indoctrinated to embrace communism and spirituality while rejecting honest capitalism and Bible Christianity. The following information from Commander Carr explains the origin of Russian Khazarian Jews. While I'm standing here, I wanted to show y'all this right here. It's called The Pyramid of Power, Chapter 8, Food as a Weapon. Remember the pyramid back there, the food charts telling you about?
Yeah.
I'm not so off the wall, am I? I don't make this stuff up. The Holy Spirit doesn't make it up either. The forces of evil realize that in order to win undisputed control of the material assets of the world and establish an atheistic, materialistic, totalitarian dictatorship, it is necessary to destroy all forms of constitutional government and organized religion. The following historical information is invaluable, explaining the origin of Russian Khazarian Jews today who are not biological Jews. Most Christians fail to understand that Israel today was created and is controlled by Khazarian Jews. From what you understand, Netanyahu was one. Thus, no biblical promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob apply to the synagogue of Satan today. Jesus talked about those, about the synagogue of Satan. We're going to read that. Please understand, in exposing the evils of Zionism has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. See, as Christians, we've been looked at, you're anti-Semitic. But rather, anti-corruption. I love the Jewish people. There are 500,000 poor Jews living in Brooklyn, New York, and all over the world. Ha! Did Pastor Carla just say that? Jews are in the same boat as the rest of humanity. Clearly, all Jews are not in possession of great wealth. The synagogue of Satan refers to the small, corrupt group of evildoers who perpetrate the world revolutionary movement, as Commander Carr calls it, a.k.a. the New World Order. Thus, Jews are not the master race, as some theologians allege. See, we've been sold this bill of goods. They're so much better than us. Why do you think most of the people teaching in the church today want to bring us back under the law? Like there's some superior. Like Jesus wasn't enough. Yeah, makes me mad. Okay, mankind is all of one race and hath made of one blood. This is Acts 7:26, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, hath determined the times before appointed and the bonds of their habitation. Commander William Guy Carr helps to explain and document the origin and development of the Khazarian Jewish control today of the international money lenders. In order to do this, the forces of evil decided they must divide the peoples of the world against each other on various issues. Dating back into antiquity, the Aryan and Semitic races were driven into enmity against each other to serve the secret ambitions of their atheistic, materialistic leaders. From what I understand, the Germans actually had good relationships with the Jews. It's when this bunch rolled into town. Had the people of the Aryan and Semitic races remained steadfast to their belief in God and faithful to his commandments, the forces of evil could never have accomplished their evil purpose. It wasn't the German people. I knew a lady that was a little girl. I worked with her where I volunteered one time. And she said, we would see them carting them off, taking them away on buses, and they never came back. The German people did not know what the Nazis were doing. The term Aryan actually denotes the lingual groups, otherwise known as Indo-European or Indo-Germanic. It compromises two groups, the Western or European and the Eastern or Armenian. The Aryan languages show a common origin by their vocabulary system and inflections. Actually, the word Aryan means an honorable lord of the soil. Thus, it is that most leaders of the Aryan group in Europe were landed barons who maintained strong armed forces to protect their properties. From among these barons came the Aryan warlords. They, in turn, organized Nazism and used fascism and all anti-Semitic groups right of center to serve their purpose and further their secret plans for world domination. The chief divisions of the Aryan groups are the Teutonic, the Romanic, and the Slavic races who settled in Western Europe. The Turks, the Magyars, the Basque, and the Finns are not Aryan races. The common ancestors of the Aryan groups dwelt among the Pamirs at a point of remote antiquity. All right, he's going into all this stuff, and I don't really want to get into all of that. So this is something you can look up for yourself and read, but I want you to know here what I'm saying is just not off the top of my head, that this is really what's going on. This is an agenda, and they've duped us all. This is Understanding the History of the Khazarian Jews. I just got this on DuckDuckGo. It's where I get most of my research. So if you want to take a deep dive, and there's probably a lot of reference information, books and things that if you want to take a look at that. I don't want to do all my little things. There it is. All right. These demon-possessed people have sought out and exterminated all the true royalty all over the earth and usurped their thrones. Sound familiar? Well, let's look at the originator of this. This is Isaiah 14. It shouldn't surprise you when you got a renegade spirit at loose doing his bidding, a lawless one. This is verse 12 of Isaiah 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? What nations did he weaken? I don't know. Maybe that was before when the earth was without form and void. Maybe the nations then that time. I don't know. For thou said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's why they're so ruthless. He's got a bloodlust to take us all down. He's mad. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the side of the pit. Revelation 20. Woohoo. They have the arrogance of their father, the devil. Even Jesus dealt with them in his day. Okay, John chapter 8. This is just one instant. We thought, well, they were just, you know, under the law, and they were just Jews, and they didn't know any better, blah, blah, blah. No, these were these Caesarian wannabe, make-believe pretenders. John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Now the next time, I don't know if I'm going to be able to restrain myself. I hear, well, we're just all God's children. Have you heard that? Mm-hmm. I've heard it so many times, I just want to scream. I'm going, no, we're not. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. What's this about? Genocide. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. What are they doing against the truthers? What are they trying to do? Anybody that tells the truth or says anything other than their lie, you are not fit to live. That's their standard. That's what they think. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Man, I mean, Jesus didn't cut them any slack. He knew exactly who they were. All right, this bunch killed him. Yeah. All right, that's all. I've got some intel.